It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, another busy day in Springfield today. The House revoted on the budget, the unbalanced budget that was put forth by House Speaker Mike Madigan. It now goes to the Senate. Some senators on both sides of the aisle, mostly Republicans, but Democrats as well. Heather Staines suggesting she wasn't happy with the shenanigans in the House. We're going to continue that conversation because I'm interested to hear that. We should get Heather on at some point, maybe. Maybe we can tomorrow. But tonight, Senator Matt Murphy, who's a regular here on the download from Republican from Palatine, joins us. Senator Murphy, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Justin. Good to be on with you.
So let's talk about this. I mean, obviously, it just got to you, the bill. I mean, do you guys, obviously, with the majority Democrats, this is going to pass through. What, as a Republican, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that this is a blatant failure to lead on the part of Speaker Madigan. I mean, it's a total punt. You know, we have $33 billion to spend, and you don't have the discipline to do anything other than send a $40 billion budget through. I mean, it is a complete abdication of all responsibility to the legislature. The only positive I see right now, frankly, is I actually think maybe some, and you referenced Heather Staines, maybe some Senate Democrats are prepared to stand up to Mike Madigan and shoot this thing down and tell him to go back to the drawing board.
Well, that's what they said on the other side.
I hope they do.
Yeah, that's what Governor Rauner was sort of suggesting with the House members, Democrats, and they voted in step. So, I'm interested in, for this case, obviously this budget, this unbalanced budget that's being brought to the Senate is even bigger than last year's unbalanced budget that was brought. I mean, is this really just to put everything out there? Is this just a political ploy to say, you know what, since we're not getting anywhere with these working groups, we're going to throw everything on the table and you figure it out?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is political. You know, the speaker talks about the governor having a personal agenda, and really a lot of this stuff is driven by the speaker's sort of personal vendetta he's got against the governor. I mean, everything that the man has been doing for the last year has been focused on trying to make sure Bruce Rauner isn't the governor after the next election. And, the people of Illinois didn't send us down here to sit here and have these sort of personal and political squabbles. He's got to engage. The Senate Democrats want to engage and find common ground with Governor Rauner. I think there are rank-and-file House Democrats, too, but they need to stand up to Speaker Madigan because, look, I mean, this is exactly what you just said, a $40 billion spending plan that is $4 billion more than last year when you know you have $33 billion.
Right.
That's not in any way, shape, or form about trying to be responsible or actually govern. That's about playing a blame game and trying to set the governor up to fail.
Well, Senator, let me ask you this. I mean, on the same token, talking about the Republican side, do Republican lawmakers need to stand up to the governor on the turnaround agenda, where maybe do what the Democrats have asked, to put that to the side, get a working budget together, and deal with those turnaround items not on the budget's back?
Well, I think the governor has to be willing to compromise on the turnaround agenda items, and I think Republican legislators have to insist that he be willing to do that. I have been in these working groups. I have seen the governor compromise. I mean, just as an example, the governor came out, strong for right to work. And, there are super majorities in both houses of the legislature for the Democrats, and that concept is anathema to Democrats and to labor. The governor hasn't brought up the phrase right to work in month after month after month. It's not on his agenda anymore. What he really wants now is to be able to give people a property tax freeze. He wants to be able to control work comp costs to bring the cost of doing business down because, people are being killed with their property taxes, and we don't have enough good jobs in Illinois. We need to make it an easier place for people to succeed. The speaker calls that a personal agenda, but really it's about trying to save jobs in Illinois and trying to keep people from leaving. President Obama's Census Department tells us month after month that Illinois is losing residents. People are moving out. They elected Governor Rauner in the first place to try and do things differently. Speaker Madigan has to respect the will of the people and try and work with him rather than thwart him for 4 years.
Well, I guess, this is politics at play, obviously, with a Democrat majority in the House and Senate and a Republican governor. But, I mean, at what point when you have stories that come out about the, about Illinois shrinking, people are leaving, not just the city of Chicago, but the state of Illinois, when you have stories like today that that Illinois has the highest unemployment rate in the country, at what point does Governor Rauner have to own that? I mean, being the leader, and I know that it's difficult. I know that he has people that are being obstructionist in the House and the Senate, but this is his job. He is, at the end of the day, the leader of the state of Illinois.
Well, here, look, I mean, Bruce Rauner has been around for 1 year. Mike Madigan got elected to the House the year I was born, 1970. He's been the speaker since I was in seventh grade in 1983. The governor is trying to fight for things that are going to actually turn that around. That's why he calls it the turnaround agenda. But if you go back to 2000, from 2000 to 2015, the U.S. economy produced 15 million new jobs, and Illinois lost 100,000. Now, that's all before Governor Rauner was in office. That's the foundation he came into. That's what people said we need to change and why they elected him. If we had just been average in job growth rather than one of the worst over that period of time, we'd have an extra $19 billion. That's how you grow your economy. That's how you have a stable budget process. That's how you become a better partner to social service agencies who count on the state to provide funds. It hasn't worked the way Speaker Madigan has been running it for years and years and years. And for him to just petulantly stand in the way when someone else is put in the governor's mansion to try and do it differently by the people is wrong. And the people in his caucus, other House Democrats, should stand up and tell him, negotiate in good faith. Let's do this responsibly, and let's actually put Illinois first rather than a personal vendetta you have against the governor who has come down into your sandbox and you resent it.
Talking with Republican Senator Matt Murphy from Palatine. Senator Murphy, today CPS rallied. They brought people down to Springfield, really wanted to push for adequate and equal funding. That's what they're pushing for, equal funding in schools. You've been critical that, Chicago Public Schools gets their fair share, that you've used the word bailout. I mean, the idea that, no more money be given to Chicago Public Schools until they get their finances in order. The budget does call for more money for schools. What do you say to that? I mean, because that is the one positive that Democrats will pull out, is that, yeah, it was, here we go again with an unbalanced budget, but it does address the issue that there needs to be more money for schools.
Well, the governor, signed a bill that funded schools better than they'd ever been funded last year. His proposal for this year put 100% funding level into the general school aid formula. Chicago doesn't do as well because Chicago is losing students. It ought to cost less money to teach fewer students. In addition to that, Chicago's local wealth, their property wealth went up, which means under the formula, you're in a better position to provide local resources. So, look, I think it. Everybody wants to see Chicago succeed, and education is the highest priority this governor has. But the notion that Chicago, which has been run by guys from Chicago, is getting a raw deal from Illinois when Illinois government has been run by guys from Chicago for years is just ludicrous. They have 19% of the kids, and they've been getting 36% of the state education funding. So, look, I understand Chicago is in bad shape. They need to reform their system. To just throw more money into a system that is in as bad a shape as the Chicago Public Schools is without expecting accountability is not responsible. And don't lie to us and tell us that somehow we are taking advantage of Chicago, and that's simply not the truth.
Well, it just seems to me, there's so many numbers are thrown around. Politics at play on both sides. I'm interested. My last question for you, the one thing I've noticed about Speaker Madigan is that, and I've been very critical of him on this program, it seems like night after night, the idea that he seems that his constituency is the Democrats in Springfield, not the voters of the state of Illinois, the citizens. And, you know, I've really been pushing that he really doesn't want to have that tax, that sort of tax increase on his watch. He wants to put it on the Republican side of the aisle. He wants to put it on the governor so it doesn't affect his swing voters. Now, today, Governor Rauner and the Illinois Republican Party started robocalling to some of the Democratic swing district House members who voted for the budget, calling them out like it was campaign season. So maybe all this time that I've been railing on Speaker Madigan, maybe he's right. Maybe this is all about politics and it's on both sides of the aisle.
Well, look, Speaker Madigan is a brilliant political tactician. And everything he does down here is about politics. And I think one of the things Governor Rauner has learned, perhaps the hard way, is if you ignore politics, Mike Madigan will steamroll you. And the truth of the matter is the people that got robocalled on are House Democrats who should have known better than to vote for a budget that is $7 billion out of balance. Their constituents didn't want them to vote for that. Mike Madigan wanted them to vote for that. Right. They chose Mike Madigan over their constituents.
But doesn't it look bad, Senator? I mean, it looks bad right after the case that we go right into campaign mode the day after this vote is done, instead of
I understand, Justin. You know, it's funny because I was on with Roe earlier today, and Roe said the governor hasn't been out front enough. He hasn't been aggressive enough in putting forth his message. And I said, you know, he dialed that back for the last year or so because he was expressly told you need to stay off the rhetoric if the speaker is ever going to come around and work with you and govern responsibly. And he tried that. He took everybody's advice. Roe referred to it today on this station as a rookie mistake on the governor's part to not stay more aggressive rhetorically. And, you know, so the governor tries to be a statesman. Mike Madigan makes him pay for it. He actually tries to defend himself, and he gets questioned for that. You know, it's a difficult situation he's in, but I think it's important that people understand what goes on down here in Springfield. And a lot of the time, frankly, I think Mike Madigan counts on the fact that a lot of people are too busy with their lives to pay as close of attention to Springfield as some of us wish they could.
That's absolutely true. Senator Matt Murphy is a Republican for Palatine. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Justin. Thanks for having me.